Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Primetime here on Money FM 89.3. And in Mind Your Business, according to Gartner, worldwide IT spending is projected to total $3.74 trillion in 2019, an increase of 0.6% from 2018. At a time when data analytics, IoT and AI are driving digital transformation across industries, APEC organizations are embracing business process management and outsourcing services to enable them to springboard the traditional IT skills, processes and technology learning curves essential to attain their business objectives. Transition to Business Process Management, or BPM 4.0, is currently happening, with a global spend at a staggering $198 billion in 2018. Asia-Pacific remains the key growth driver for the segment, having displayed 6.5% growth, followed by Americas and EMEA. In fact, APEC, the smallest among US and EMEA markets, is expected to have the highest growth. As of 2018, Singapore had nearly 60 organizations that outsourced IT and BPM processes, with the service industry in Singapore expected to grow in 2019, including the finance and insurance sector. The potential for BPM is tremendous. Question is, though, how will Asia-Pacific organizations manage the rapidly rising complexity in both their business strategies and their application and infrastructure environments as they face a growing disconnect between business expectations and internal capabilities, whether emerging tech or others? And today we chat with Keshav R. Murugesh, who's Group CEO, WNS Global Services and Chairman of NASSCOM. Keshav, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you.
Pleasure's all ours. First up, tell us, though, how is the sourcing market being driven by digital and transformational projects? And how does this create business impact for customers?
Sure, Howie. So let me just answer this question with an incident that many of us would probably have experienced. Well, the other day, I received a reminder email from an online florist that said, "Hello, isn't it time to send a bouquet and birthday wishes to my friend?"
That's very helpful. And
yeah. So for a moment, I was a little surprised, wondering how they knew it's my birthday. And then, you know, later it struck me because I had sent a bouquet the same time last year.
Mm.
And therefore, I said, wow, that's pretty cool. This is a really great assistant. So if I was a kid again and I had to wave, you know, some kind of a magic wand, that's what I would wave, you know, the so-called digital magic wand.
Mm.
And that's really how, you know, our digital is transforming our lives and the sourcing market is changing. Because if you think about it, convergence of the many variables of technology, analytics, back-end processes, and customer preferences are now creating impact in terms of business. The business model is becoming the central character, whether it is agile or whether it is a static model, whether it is adaptive or whether it is adaptive. You know, you need to now have the right business model to enable you to move to score all the right goals. And again, that's where digital and technology is scoring. And then beyond that, if you think of it, the whole BPM story is all about BPM 3.0. Now, BPM is business process management, and when we talk about new age BPM, it's all about how BPM is evolving to help end customers. No more piecemeal, bite-sized outsourcing projects, but today BPM is now becoming the strategic partner for businesses for end-to-end kind of transformations.
Enterprises prefer now to shift to onshore and co-location delivery, and they need that multi-skilled workforce. How well-placed, though, do you think the workforce is in order to be multi-skilled? What's lacking?
Oh, well, excellent. You know, if you ask me, the new business mantra, Howie, is go global. That's the new password that we are, you know, seeing all the time.
Mm.
But as a partner to business, well, it's really become my mantra, too. You know, what I do is I offer, you know, through WNS, our clients access and support in all their geographies. See, our job is to make sure that the client is comfortable outsourcing some of their most complex projects. And therefore, when you go in and say that, you know what, I need to take over the entire CFO function, or I need to take over your entire supply chain management and manage it entirely from a location 3,000 miles away or 5,000 miles away, sometimes that does not, you know, make sense to a client because it is so disruptive, they want to first experience it. And therefore, what we have done is, while we do a lot of the heavy lifting from locations, a little bit of distance away, maybe India, the Philippines, and other locations, what we've also done is to really create an onshore and nearshore strategy that encompasses 13 countries at this point in time. So for a client, the easy processes can directly be delivered from a distant location, leveraging the best quality people, the best technology, the best business processes. A far more complex process can start off being delivered, you know, down the street in their own geography, for example, where, you know, we may have set up a center. And then over a period of time, we transform, you know, existing models to end-to-end operations, like I mentioned, whether it's in procurement, whether it's in finance, whether it's in accounting, customer care, and others. And similarly, as you look at, you know, each of the countries that operate in the overall value chain of global business process management, quite often people say that, if there is some work being done out of Singapore or something being done out of the Philippines or something being done out of South Africa, why is it that India is not doing that business? And I always tell them that the wonderful thing about our business is that we need to leverage different people, different talent across each of these countries. We have to leverage different time zones. Sometimes we also, you know, leverage different accents. So, for example, the kind of work that is done out of the Philippines, very often from a voice point of view, cannot really be done from the US or from India, right? Similarly,
why? Because of the accent?
It's because of the accent. It's also because of, you know, the Filipino agents have a much more empathetic nature. So if it's an insurance claim and somebody calls up saying, you know, I want to lodge this claim, very often the Indian kind of agent is very efficient and lodge the claim and get the work done. But it's an insurance issue. It could be a healthcare issue. The Filipino agent will first and foremost inquire about the health of the other person, right? Because that's their culture. That's their that's how they've been trained. And the accent is also very, very soothing for a North America caller. Similarly, if you look at South Africa, if there's a call going into South Africa, quite often that call will probably emerge or emanate from the UK. And therefore, the accent that they are now interacting with in South Africa is, you know, quite British in terms of origin. And thereafter, the heavy lifting could get done from some other country. So, you know, I like to famously say that India, in terms of this business model, has actually expanded the shores of India. And companies like WNS, when, you know, we operate from 13 countries, are actually leveraging talent and creating jobs across all of these countries in order to make sure that we can offer an end-to-end kind of business experience to an end customer or to our own clients. And this means that talent located in every one of these countries is valuable and must be leveraged. And there's always that scale difference. You know, some countries are smaller. The number of people coming out of universities may be lower, but you need to leverage them, and the heavy lifting needs to be done from some other country.
What about accessibility of your solutions, and how easy are they to implement?
So first and foremost, let me explain that whatever we do in the business process management area is highly complex, right? So when I say complex, it is because when we take over a customer's business process, we are actually taking over something that is very complex. So, for example, we're taking over an entire CFO's function, right? Mm. And remember, in most companies, the CFO has a battery of accountants sitting around her or him.
And a fat paycheck.
Yeah, and here is a company coming in and saying, you know what, you don't need to have all of these people because we're going to provide you a much more efficient solution. We will standardize and we will, you know, make this process far better than you've ever run it because we'll document the process, we'll introduce digital tools, we'll allow you to, you know, create very detailed outcomes, and we will create dashboards that you've never seen. So quite often it is very difficult for the teams within the client's environment to really appreciate this. But as they align with the, you know, problem that, say, the CFO is facing or the chief sales head is facing or an insurance leader is facing, they realize that all that we are doing is to make the process far more efficient than they've ever, you know, run it in the past, provide far better outcomes to the CFO or whoever is that other stakeholder, and provide much better returns to all stakeholders. And at the same time, because the demand for services is so high, it allows us to move some of this existing talent in that office into higher value services, which that company actually needs. And therefore, the recognition that this talent actually should be getting, you know, gets enunciated because of companies like us who take over the the day-to-day mundane tasks, deliver it through technology-enabled kind of solutions, bring in robotics, to make it far more efficient, and move people and talent to the higher level, which is what everyone wants in life, isn't it?
What about data security, though? You'd have your hands in all of a company's data. How are you ensuring that it's secure for them?
Right. So that's a very good question. And let me tell you that from WNS's point of view, and in fact, from an industry point of view, that is probably one of the most important areas of investment we make in our business. So I am famously known to say that we are not in the BPM business, that WNS really is in the reputation management business. Because, like you said, you know, we actually manage the data, the most confidential data of some of the biggest brands globally, and therefore making sure that we have a very, very robust kind of a risk management program that runs across the whole of the entity, that we have very strong technology that ensures that the data that is available to us is not misused in any form at all. And, you know, also making sure that we are constantly investing in the highest ends of cybersecurity kind of tools is what we stand for. And to give you more comfort, let me also mention that the way we run our business is such that we never allow any of the data to reside on any of our servers in any of the countries that we operate from. We actually, leverage the data lying on the client servers in their own geographies, and all that we do really is leverage that data to provide them services. So there's absolutely no risk of any data coming to the other end, that is the delivery end, one. Second thing is, if you visit any of our offices globally, you will see they're all clean desk offices. There are lots of controls that we have. No computer will have a USB drive. No cell phones are allowed to, you know, enter the office. You will appreciate the fact that WNS actually is a company that is focused on the reputation management business, not necessarily the business process management business. And that is how our reputation is really built.
We've been speaking with Keshav Murugesh, Group CEO, WNS Global Services, Chairman of NASSCOM as well. Keshav, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Javi.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.